We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station the children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Here, my name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adolph's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. I hope you didn't miss me too much while I was absent last Thursday and Friday. I know you didn't miss me too much while I was absent last Thursday and Friday. I was off working in North Augusta, South Carolina. My first grassroots basketball event in more than 2 years. I think the last time I was at a grassroots basketball event was July 2019, pre-pandemic Peach Jam.
Was it easy to get back in the groove? Did you miss a beat?
I didn't miss a beat.
Nice.
I don't feel like I missed a beat.
Good.
A little different. You had to have a mask when you walked into the gym. Didn't necessarily have to wear it. Nobody really cared, but you needed to have it in your possession just in case somebody said something. Beyond that, I did stumble into an interesting recruiting philosophy that has been impacted by the one-time transfer waiver, a philosophy that is probably going to end the days of college basketball coaches signing 4 or 5 or 6 high school prospects in a single class. In years past, you might get that all the time at Kentucky, Kansas, Memphis, anywhere else. College coach signs maybe 6 high school players. He knows 3 or 4 of them are going to help immediately. The other 2 probably won't play, but that's okay. They'll play as sophomores or juniors or seniors. Now, with the one-time transfer waiver, most of the coaches I talked to said they're not taking that 5th and 6th guy anymore who's not going to play immediately. Why? Because you're just going to put him on campus, develop him, get him better, and then watch him transfer because he's unhappy he didn't play as a freshman. I'll tell you more about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Norton Hurd's going to join me. He, of course, is the co-founder and coach of Team Thad, which was really impressive in the EYBL circuit over the past week. They have qualified for the Peach Jam, which will start tomorrow. And one of their guards, Jalen Schifino, who I told you about last week, was really terrific in every game that I watched. So much so that I got college coaches picking my brain about who's involved, who's not involved. I'm like, listen, I don't coach him. I just met him last week. He just plays for a team that in the same city where I live. But he's gotten a lot of attention, and there's a good chance he's going to end up being a quote-unquote 5-star recruit before it's all done. Norton Herr from Team Thad going to join me in the next segment. I'll chop it up with him right around 4:25. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back. Do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Milwaukee Bucks are now just 1 win away from winning the NBA title after an incredible victory Saturday night over the Phoenix Suns. Featured what is arguably the most significant alley-oop in history, Drew Holiday to Giannis Antetokounmpo in transition. We'll spend a few minutes on that around 4:44. Colin Morikawa won the Open Championship this weekend by 2 strokes over Jordan Spieth. Big Bet Bennett, do you remember if anybody predicted Colin Morikawa would win the Open Championship?
I do remember. I should have taken your advice, GP.
I should have taken my own advice. Did I make any money off Colin Morikawa winning the Open Championship? Nope. Forgot to bet it. That's lame. But the young American is now a 2-time major winner, so that's awesome. We'll spend a few minutes on that a little later on this hour. My stupid New York Mets were the story in baseball this weekend. Wild games both Saturday and Sunday. Historically rare stuff. I'll tell you what happened just before 5 o'clock. And SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey made it clear earlier today at SEC Media Days, if you can't field a healthy team this season because not enough players are vaccinated, you will pay the price for that. Nothing's going to be rescheduled. Get vaccinated or else. So hopefully that'll serve as an enticement for student-athletes to do what they should have already done. I'll tell you more about that during 4 Notable Stories at 4:40. 4-5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, and then I'll eventually do Dinner to Go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I did want to start by thanking Big Bet Bennett for holding things down in my absence last Thursday and Friday. You know, this dude, Big Bet Bennett, he don't say much about it, but he works super-duper harder around this place. Always willing to do whatever anybody asks. My job here, I'm being honest, pretty simple. I just had to prepare a show and then do that show live from 4 to 6, 5 days a week. I am basically responsible for nothing else. But Bennett is responsible for like a million things around this place. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't even really know everything he does here.
It's okay, GP.
I just know it's a lot. And when I have to leave town, like I had to leave town last week for CBS Sports or later this week for personal days, he just adds to his workload. But he always handles everything, never any complaints. So special shouts to Big Bet Bennett for increasing his workload last week while I was in North Augusta. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a Dateline preview Friday?
No.
Yo, Bennett, I was just praising you for handling everything, and you didn't handle the Dateline preview.
Literally, it was like 5:30, and I was kind of looking up, you know, what's on tonight. You know, what am I going to tell people to watch? And I was like, I forgot to do a freaking Dateline preview.
Oh, Big Bet Bennett.
Because somebody said something on Twitter, and I was just like, oh no. And I mean, you can't just do that. Like,
no,
you got to really put time into that. So I was like, okay, I could either try during this break to try to put together a subpar Dateline preview.
That's not the way you do it.
And I just decided, you know, I'm just going to be honest with the people and tell them that I forgot.
I've been honest with the people once. I said, not that I forgot, it was weighing heavily on my mind, but I just ran out of time. I just didn't have time to do it. It does take real time.
Yes.
I know those things are goofy, and we goof around with them. I probably spend an hour every Friday morning first identifying the crime, because the Dateline previews, they're pretty good. Like the ones that Dateline uses, they put them on Twitter and social media.
Right.
They're pretty good at not giving you names and not giving you enough information to find out, okay, what is this actually about? It'll be like, Amy was a dentist, you know, but they don't give you much more than that. You can't really type Amy the dentist murder into Google and get too much. So you have to pick up on, okay, it was in San Diego, and it was a lady named Jill. Now let's type in Jill murder San Diego. And I find it every time, but that's the first step in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read everything there is about it. I learn everything there is about this case.
Including what happened.
What happened, how it was resolved. I know more about it than the Dateline host, I think, by the time I'm done. And then you got to write the preview. It's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And so there was a time where I was like, I just ran out of time, and I just told people, listen, I could try to scrap this together in the middle of some five-minute breaks, but that's not really the way this works. I apologize. I was overwhelmed. I'll try not to let it happen again. And I don't believe I've ever let it happen again. But I completely understand what it's like to, oh, no, show starting, I don't have a Dateline preview. Because once the show starts, if you don't have a Dateline preview, that just means you don't have a Dateline preview.
Right.
So, you know what? No big deal. You'll get one.
We'll get it next time.
You got another opportunity this Friday.
It's a lot of pressure.
You got it. I'll send you, how about this? On my flight, I'll send you some notes.
Will you send me your personal Dateline notes?
I'll send you some Dateline. I'll do some research for you, and I'll say, hey,
oh my gosh.
Here's what you need to read. Here's what you need to read. This is what Dateline's about. I can assist you from a distance.
That would be unbelievably
helpful.
All
right.
Yeah.
So everybody look forward to that. Big Bet Bennett's Dateline preview on Friday. So as previously noted, I did spend past 4 days in North Augusta, South Carolina, watching most of the best high school prospects in the country compete in front of literally hundreds of college coaches. You know, Penny Hardaway was there. John Calipari was there. Josh Pastner was there. That's two former Memphis coaches and the current Memphis coach, all in attendance. Larry Brown and Ronnie Hamilton joined Penny in North Augusta. Had a good time talking to both of them. Hall of Famers like Bill Self, Jim Boeheim, Jay Wright, Tom Izzo, all in attendance. Scott Drew, Mick Cronin, Matt Painter, Tommy Loy, Chris Mack, Dan Hurley, Nate Oates, Ben Howland, Kermit Davis, Bruce Pearl, Bob McKillop, Jeff Capel, Patrick Ewing, John Shire, Juwan Howard, Eric Musselman. I mean, you name them, they were probably inside the Riverview Park Activity Center at some point, as was the star of Space Jam 2.
How about that?
Our king.
I was surprised. We kind of hinted it. We talked about that because I was like, when I had you Thursday, I was like, was Bronny there? You're like, yeah, Bronny's here. I was like, you think King James going to be there? And you're like, oh, you're like, I don't know. He's got a movie premiere this weekend.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, the movie became available for public consumption on Friday.
Yes.
But, like, the big premiere and the Hollywood thing, that all happens earlier
That's
in
true.
The week.
The red carpet stuff, yep.
Yeah. And so, I assumed he would be there at some point. Because, like, you know, most people, coaches aren't allowed there today, but parents are. It's interesting, like, coaches can't be there today. Like, Penny Hardaway is not allowed in the gym today if he wanted to be there or tomorrow.
Why?
But it's just the NCAA recruiting calendar. Like, you could be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Can't be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You can go back Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But, like, Juwan Howard can be there because his son plays, the Michigan coach.
How about that?
So, if you're a parent, parent trumps everything. So, whatever rules apply to the coaches, even if you're a coach, they don't apply to you if you're a parent. So, Juwan Howard can be there tomorrow if he wants to, but Bill Self cannot. My point being, LeBron could be there tomorrow if he wants to, or any day if he wants to. And so I assumed he'd be there at some point. Then I saw him in, where were we? Phoenix on Saturday night at the Suns-Bucks game. And I'm like, well, he's probably coming later in the week because you probably don't go from sipping tequila in Phoenix. Do you see the bottle under his seat?
I did see the bottle. That was a pro move right there.
He had a tequila bottle under his seat, courtside. That's king stuff.
That's king stuff.
That's king stuff.
Yeah.
Mere mortals can't get away with that.
No, you must be
a king to have tequila under your seat. So I said, well, if he's sipping tequila courtside in Phoenix, he probably ain't going to make it to North Augusta by Sunday. And then yesterday I'm sitting in a gym, and I'm like, I'm actually sitting by the door. And at some point, I noticed there's like five big people standing right in front of me. And I sort of look up and I'm like, oh, what's up, Bron? He's just right there. He had security and then he had his sons. And they went to a far corner of the facility so that they were a little away. But obviously, it created an incredible stir within the building because one of the most famous athletes in the world, certainly the most famous active basketball player in the world, is like suddenly in this gym. And what's wild is like the two teams that are playing, they clearly notice, like LeBron is here as well. And the intensity level of the game like immediately went up. And I'm like, you know, like there's 75 college coaches here.
Right.
They're the ones who actually control your scholarship opportunities. The idea that you would play harder for LeBron than you would for Bill Self or John Calipari, like it just sort of seemed like twisted up logic. But whatever. The king was there and the players started playing. And what's funny is that if you follow basketball or just sports in general, you're very aware of LeBron James. And my little kids were aware of LeBron James. But this Space Jam thing takes it to a whole other level.
Oh, it changed it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about this? Last week, Oliver, my 7-year-old, comes to me. He needs 2,800 V-Bucks. Have you gotten into V-Bucks yet?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, but I'm going to go broke.
I don't know what that is. What's a V-Buck?
Something to do with Fortnite. It's how you buy stuff in Fortnite.
Okay. I have a vague understanding of what you're talking about here.
I might have spent $10,000 over the past year on V-Bucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go broke, it'll be because of Emory University and V-Bucks.
Yeah.
That's what's going to do it to me. And so Oliver comes to me, and he's 2,800 V-Bucks or V-Points or whatever they call. And he said, Dad, I need 2,800 more. point. I said, what are we doing? You can't, 2 days ago you needed, like, what are we doing? Is this an every other day thing now? We got to buy these every day? He said, I think so. And I said, what do you need them for this time? He said, I'll need to buy a LeBron James skin. And I was like, all right, I'll pay for that. If you want to be LeBron James in Fortnite, I'm willing to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had ever mentioned LeBron James to me in his life until last week. And it was because of Space Jam. It was because of the Space Jam commercials,
yeah,
trailers, the Happy Meal toys. And now he wants to be LeBron James in a game. Yesterday, LeBron's in the gym. My little guy, Lou, had actually gone to the movies with his grandmother to see Space Jam 2. And so he, you know, I call him or text Kelly, and I'm like, hey, tell Oliver and Lou that LeBron just walked into the gym. So she relays that message. Mm-hmm. Immediately, they're blowing up my FaceTime. They want to see LeBron James.
Yeah.
Can show me LeBron. Show me LeBron. Like, totally into it. And that's the difference between being a famous basketball player and being the star of a children's movie.
Yeah, and when you have, like, my I have a 2-year-old, but, like, he was into it. Like, he liked Space Jam. It was cool.
Right.
When the Looney Tunes showed up, it was great. When I bought him, like, the toys, like, he's got a LeBron figure, and he's walking around saying, LeBron, LeBron, waving it in my face. Like, it is wild.
It's a different deal. Like, you can be as famous as LeBron's been, you know, for the past 20 years. And this movie undeniably takes it to another level.
Yeah.
Kids who don't care anything about basketball now care about LeBron James. I just thought it was interesting that at any point in their lives, either one of my young guys could have come to me about LeBron James, and I don't think they've ever mentioned it. And now they can't get enough of it. Lou wants to invite LeBron to his birthday party. He's got this little thing where he thinks, because I know some basketball players, I know all basketball players.
Yeah.
And if you know somebody, you can invite them to your birthday party.
Yeah, of course.
So his new plan is to invite LeBron James to his birthday party.
Did you ask?
No.
Yeah.
I could cause
an uncomfortable situation.
I think my mom sort of relayed the message to him, like, that's probably not going to happen. At which point he started crying,
yeah,
like real tears. Like, why? Mm. Why would that not happen? So I got I've been dealing with that. A disappointed 4-year-old who really wants LeBron James at his next birthday party. So, well, I'll see what I can do.
Good
luck. But it seems like a tough ask, right?
I think that's going to be tough to pull off.
It's going to be tough to pull off, but you never know.
Let's see if he's on Cameo. Maybe he'll do a cameo.
Maybe he can get a cameo.
Yeah.
So that was the highlight of yesterday, the star of Space Jam 2 walking into the gym. But one of the things that I stumbled in to, because I went there not really knowing, okay, what am I going to write about? What am I going to talk about? I need a column, you know. And one conversation after another with college coaches, it was interesting to learn something that I suspected, but to hear them talk so openly about it was interesting. And the interesting thing was this. They don't care about high school prospects anymore, except for the ones they know can play immediately. And Jeff Capel, the coach at Pitt, he said, you know, what every coach says, which is, I support the one-time transfer waiver fully, completely. I'm for it. But you're lying to yourself if you don't think there are unintended consequences with it. And the people who are going to be hurt by it more than anybody else, he said, it's not us coaches. It's chaotic for us, but it's not us. We'll be fine. It's high school prospects. They're going to pay the price. Because if you're a borderline high major player now, you're probably not getting a high major offer. Before, if you're Auburn, because I talked to Bruce Pearl about this, so let's just say you're Auburn. Auburn is going to try to get a top 30 kid, and then they're going to take another top 75 kid, and then they're going to take another top 100 kid, and then they might take somebody ranked 190th because, okay, this person might not play for me next year, but I know I'm losing this kid to the NBA draft, this guy to the NBA draft, and we can develop him because there's some stuff I like here. Even if he's not ready to play as a freshman, I think he could help us as a sophomore or junior. So you might take that guy. You know what Bruce Pearl said? I'm not taking that guy now.
Because they're going to transfer.
What is the point? I talked to Chris Beard about it at Texas. He said, why would I take a high school player who can't play for me next season? enroll him. We spend money on him. We work him out every day, develop him, get him better, but he doesn't play. So guess what's happening? He's going to the transfer portal.
Yeah.
What is the point? It's a waste of time. And I even had some coaches tell me they're not going to use all their scholarships. Like one coach said, I got 10 scholarship players. I'm good. I said, you get 13 scholarships. Yeah, not going to use them. Why not? What is the point? I can't keep 13 players happy. I could go add three more guys right now. He said, the problem becomes if I add three guys who are better than my other guys, I just wrecked my locker room. And if I add three guys who aren't as good, they're just going to sit on my bench and then transfer. What is the point? Bruce Pearl actually said he has 11 scholarship players right now, and he's going to give his other two scholarships to walk-ons. He's like, because I just, you don't need, here's the truth. You don't need 13 players. You never have. But we got 13 scholarships, so we used them. But now using them is just a waste because you can't keep players happy. You can't keep everybody happy. So you're going to lose the last three guys on your bench every year. There's no getting around it. So why do you even, put any time and effort into that? And so it's just an interesting new little twist to the recruiting game. I don't want to say every coach I talked to, but nearly every coach I talked to said, in a typical year, if we're taking five players, we used to would maybe get four high school players and then maybe try to get a transfer. Now, I'm going to take one or two high school players a year. That's it. Not taking any more than that. Maybe three in a big class. But I'm just not going to use my scholarships on high school players who don't project as rotation guys right from the jump for two reasons. A, I can probably find somebody better than, let's just say, the 124th prospect in the country. Let's say you're a program like Texas. 2 years ago, if you're Texas, you would take the 150th ranked player in the class and make him your fifth best recruit in your recruiting class, and that's fine because he might not play as a freshman, but he'll be there as a sophomore, and then you've developed him, and maybe you can get some stuff. Now, if you're Texas, you don't even mess with that guy. Now, if you're Texas, you take the best two high school players you can get and surround them with veterans who are already in your program and players available in the transfer portal. A typical five- or six-player class now is going to be two or three high school players and two or three transfers. It used to be five or six high school players. Now it's going to be two or three high school players. And so I just thought that was an interesting twist into some unintended consequences of this one-time transfer waiver. Some coaches hate it. They won't say it publicly. Other coaches actually do support it and like it. But they all acknowledge it is changing the way that we do things. If you're recruiting with the same mindset you used to recruit with, you are making a mistake. You either only take players who can help you immediately, or you sit down with players who can't help you immediately and you explain to them with total honesty that perhaps you sugarcoated in years past, you can't do it anymore. Hey, listen, we want you, but you're probably not playing next year. I had one coach say, you'd never say this to a player 2 years ago. Now you have to. We want you, but you're probably not going to play next year. Are you okay with that? We do think you can play as a sophomore and a junior and senior. I don't think you can play as a freshman because we got this guy, this guy, this guy. Are you okay with that? If you are, let's do this. If you're not, perhaps it's better for both of us if we just go to opposite directions, because if you're going to be unhappy sitting on the bench as a freshman, you're going to transfer, and you really don't want to waste your one-time transfer coming with us if you know you're going to transfer after 1 year anyway. Just go somewhere. If playing as a freshman is the most important thing to you, we ain't the place for you. Probably need to go somewhere else. You might not have said that 2 years ago, but given the circumstances that the one-time transfer waiver has created, now the word I heard more than any other word is transparency. You got to be transparent with the players in ways that you weren't before, and they've got to be transparent with you. What's important? Do you want to come with us and develop? Great. But if you want to go play immediately, or else you're going to be unhappy and transfer, you just need to go somewhere you can play immediately so that you can avoid the whole transfer thing, and so that we can avoid the whole transfer thing as well. I'll talk more about it a little bit later, but when we come back, Norton Hurt, coach of Team Thad, going to join me live from North Augusta. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike.
Milwaukee Bucks are now just 1 win away from an NBA championship after an incredible performance on Saturday night that culminated with a Drew Holiday, Giannis Antetokounmpo alley-oop that you'll be watching as a highlight forever and ever and ever. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Jeff Coggins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he is the coach of Team Thad, which is competing on the EYBL circuit this year for the first time. They were spectacular in pool play over the past week and have qualified for Peach Jam that gets started tomorrow. His name's Norton Hurd IV. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Norton, it's your first trip to North Augusta as coach of Team Thad, a member of the Nike EYBL circuit. What's the experience been like so far? I obviously talked to you while we were down there, but just after having a little bit of time to soak it all in, what's it been like for you and the players?
It's been great, Gary. It's been a great experience. Everything been first class. Just the whole event been awesome. You know, we're still dealing with, some of the corona stuff. So it's not 100% normal, but I think it's still a really, really good atmosphere. And the kids, just, you know, as you've been saying, they done worked hard and, it's starting to pay off.
It's interesting because I coincidentally happened to be sitting with you yesterday when you got the phone call with the most recent round of COVID-19 testing, and you were told everybody came back negative, you're good. And I could actually see, like, this real sense of relief on your face. like, whoo, we got through another round of testing. Now we'll be able to go play again. How stressful has that been? I know you guys are being as careful as you can be, but you can be careful, especially in the southern United States. That virus is out there everywhere. And if one of your players tests positive, you've got real problems about trying to compete. How stressful has it been, you know, with every round of testing dating back to last week?
Gary, it just got more stressful. So since you left, and I'm sure it's public knowledge now, it ain't nothing that that I got to worry about. But since you left, we got a new rule and a new email yesterday that, you know, after yesterday, we were supposed to test in 3 more days. It was going to be our last one. Now they have started testing every day. So my kids are testing right now. So they have changed the rule from every 3 days to every day. And so we got an email saying, you can't be tomorrow unless you come today. And I thought it was incorrect. I'm like, oh, you mean the people who didn't come Sunday? No, this is new. So they're testing as we speak. So my fingers are crossed once again, and will be crossed every day for the next 6-7 days because they have switched it from 3 days to 1 day, unfortunately.
Man, good luck. You know, I know it's, you know, it's on some level it's out of your control, because you can call it a bubble environment or a controlled environment all you want. The truth is, I mean, you're there. It's a massive facility with 5 or 6 courts. There's people in and out. You know, your players are going to restaurants. Not everybody wears masks. I mean, it's just, on some level, you just got to get lucky and hope that everybody stays negative.
Exactly. Like you said, it's, you know, they're doing the best they can do at Nike, and we all doing the best we can do under the circumstances. But I guess, like I said, you got to be lucky, and we done been lucky so far. And hopefully that our fate on the court decides everything and not something off the court.
I'm talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth. He is the coach of Team Thab, which is competing on the EYBL circuit this year for the first time. Qualified for Peach Jam, which starts tomorrow. Let's talk some actual basketball. I can't tell you how many coaches came up to me and asked about Jalen Hood-Schifino, who is playing with you for the first time this year. He is from Pittsburgh, born there, but more recently lived in Charlotte, has joined your team and has been spectacular in the games that I saw on the EYBL circuit. He's a consensus top, you know, 30 player in America. But you told me last week that you thought he's got a chance to be, you know, a top 15 guy by the time this is over. And, you know, based on what I saw, it certainly seems to be headed in that direction. Tell people who maybe are listening right now but are unfamiliar about Jalen Hood-Schifino as a prospect.
Man, he's big time. And, yes, you're right. Like, the way he's playing here, I think minimal, top 15. He actually did play with us early on in a couple of tournaments, Gary.
Okay.
He went to Dallas with us in the circuit. But he was a kind of just, you know, it was a weekend. He just wanted to come. And it was a great experience. I kind of been new to kid and his family. And he really wanted to stay with us. And they felt like he played better. But, I mean, down here, I don't know how many guards have been better than him. He has filled up the stat sheet. I think he's close to 20 every game. He's around 6-7 assists and rebounds the same. And you was at that Knight Rider game. We had a lot of people helped us do it, but he had to be the main force. He's 6'5", 210, 215, plays the combo or the point guard, and just a big-time stud, man. His shot is getting a lot. I mean, some people thought his weaknesses were shooting. Some people thought, you know, he didn't play as much as he should have at Mount Verde, but he has been a complete stud. I mean, making the right play when we need to make it, making the scoring we need to score, defending when we need to defend. I mean, I know you remember we was having a tough time with the Memphis recruit Malik from Mount Verde also.
Right.
And he's just a guard. And he was like, I don't know if you saw for a few minutes, he even went and defend him like, man, look, I'm just trying to win at all costs, you know, even if the bigs can't hold him at the time. So he's a competitor, man. He's really good, and he's a guy that we're going to need to play at a high level if we're going to win the Peach Jam or contend.
In that game against the Knight Riders, he had 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and then made, you know, real clutch free throws. For people who don't know, and that's probably most, it was an 82-77, I want to say double overtime game or overtime game. And Jalen made big free throws down the stretch. You know, I happen to be sitting with a coaching staff that works for a university that's right here in this city, and I can tell you that they were really impressed and wondering what he might look like in a blue uniform. So he has just been fabulous. And, you know, whether it's, I mean, I don't guess I'm telling secrets, Bill Self, Dan Hurley, you know, some of the biggest coaches in the country, some of the biggest programs in the country, if they weren't interested before, I can tell you, as you know, they are interested now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. They're all you know, we don't want to call no names, but you were sitting with me as they was walking by and all action about him. And you know what's crazy, Gary? I know you was at the game and how crazy it was. If you go on Twitter, a lot of people was like, that was the game of the summer. You know, yeah. We were down double digits in the fourth quarter, and they fought back and made play after play after play. I think Chandler Jackson had 19 and Solomon. And like I say, everybody was impressed. And I'm not sure. I didn't receive my phone been blowing up all morning because it's the day that technically the college coach is supposed to call you starting day, I guess. I don't know how rules work, but he done already got like 7, 8, 9 new offers today already. Jalen Hood, Shafino. Memphis haven't been one of the ones that I know. You know, if I had to bet on it, I think that's coming in the next 48 hours the way, you know, Brown and everybody was just so impressed with him this weekend, you know. And, like, that's definitely a guy if they can get that will really, really help the program.
Talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth. He's the head coach of Team Thad, competing in the Nike Peach Jam this week. I want to ask you about Amar Knox. He's the young man who is already committed to the University of Memphis. Obviously talented, you know, more or less a top 150 prospect in the country. What is Memphis getting with Amar Knox?
Man, Amar Knox is one of the – and, Gary, I can be wrong. I don't know how much you paid attention to him. He's got to be one of the fastest people in the country getting downhill in open court. I mean, he's a blur. He can score from any angle. You know, like Jalen Hood-Shafino might be more well-rounded, but just flat-out scoring, Martin Knox is probably as good as you go get on our team. You know, defend, feisty, but just a scorer. Not as big as a Fino or Chandler. He's about 6'2", thin, 6'3", but he put the ball in the hole from all angles, and they're going to love him. I think he's going to be a fan favorite, whether when he first get there, come off the bench or however, but come off like Lou Williams. But Martin Knox can really fill it up, you know. And for people who ain't seen him in Memphis, he attend, you know, Barnard High School, and I think the Penny actually offered him after the big hoop fest, and I think he hit like 30-something on J.D. Davison, which was a top-10 prospect, and I think that's kind of when they sealed the deal over there. So when it comes to scoring, Martin Knox will not let you down.
Wrapping up here with Norton Hurd from Team Thad. Last thing before I let you go, you only lost once in pool play. Was one of the more impressive teams that was competing over the past few days in North Augusta. Now Peach Jam is up next. That's obviously, you know, the biggest prize on the grassroots circuit. You have won an Under Armour national championship. Now you've got a chance to win a Peach Jam Nike championship. I know you thought going in that you had a real chance. After being there and seeing your team and seeing the competition, what do you make of your chances now?
I think we still have a real chance, but it's going to be hard. I think it's like 7, 8 teams I have seen that I think have a chance.
Right.
Like you say, we lost the first one. They could have easily got down. It started being, you know, how with the internet these days, it started being doubt. Oh, heard we told you Nike was there. You know, we heard everything, you know, and they came back 4 straight games. 3 of them was by 20 plus, Knight Riders game. And so I think they where we need to be. I think you can see in that Knight Rider game at times we lack size at times, but I think we make up for it because I would say this, Gary. That Expression game, that Albany City game you was at, I mean, and these are two great coaches and two teams that both made Peach Jam also. These are Albany City Rocks might be considered one of the best play callers, top 5 in the UIBA. And the way they bounced on them from the beginning, you was there, Gary, it was all out intensity, turning. And I think when we playing like that, we have a great shot. You know, it all depends on how refs doing. So I still think we got a good shot. I wouldn't just say, oh, yeah, I'm 100%. No, I think it's 7, 8 teams that got a chance to win it, and I do think we're one of them. And, you know, it all just depends on how, you know, the pooling, because, you know, some guys did come back to me afterwards and was like, y'all end up being in the harder pool than y'all was supposed to because, you know, with how many teams made it in our pool, you know what I mean? So you start seeing, you know, it's about pooling, this, different things. But, yeah, Gary, I still think we have a great chance to doing some special things, and I'm still proud of them so far. Only one person with any league can make the championship, or making it to PGM is like going to the playoffs. It's a big, big time accomplishment, especially for it to be our first year. There's a lot of teams that didn't make it in, and the kids are really represented for the city. And we're not done yet. We're going to try to do the overall goal, but just making it to this PGM, it's really big.
That is Norton Hurd IV. He is the head coach of Team Thab, which is competing on the EYBL circuit and will be competing in Peach Jam the rest of this week with an opportunity to bring home a significant trophy for the city. Good luck to you. I appreciate your time, and I'll keep in touch with you over the week.
Thank you, Gary. Take care. We go represent for the city of Memphis. We go put on and have a good representation down here. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother. Take care. That's Norton Hurd, Team Thab coach. Down in North Augusta, and not to pound it into the ground, but Jalen Hood-Schifino is legit. Like, I mean, I've been arguing with Matt Norlander, not arguing, but like going back and forth with my colleague at CBS Sports, because, and I think we talked about this last week, like the number one player in the country is a young man named Jalen Duren, mm-hmm. who Memphis is recruiting. And when I'm just telling you, when I see him, he's obviously great, and he's going to be a really good college player, but he doesn't pop the way number one players in the country in years past popped. My go-to is always, if you walked into the gym and you knew nothing, would you know that's the best player in the country? Would it be clear to, like, you'd have to go, I don't know who this is, but I bet you he's best player in the country, or one of them. I've been going to these types of events for about 20 years now. When you saw Derrick Rose, you didn't have to have your 24/7 sports class of 2007 rankings up to know, okay, that guy's just obviously better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. When you saw DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, Jahlil Okafor, even like Jared Sullinger, who played at Ohio State, these are guys that when you saw them, it was like, I don't know who's better than this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Duren doesn't pop like that. He just doesn't. He's not as tall as he's listed. He'll grab a ball and dunk it, you know, with real power. Boy, is he put together. But I guess I'd just say this. There's no way he's 6'10", and I'd bet $100,000 he'll never be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Just won't. Doesn't mean he can't be a great college player. I'd bet he's the number one player in his class. I would bet everything he will never be the number one pick in an NBA draft based on he's a traditional center who's a little undersized. And when you watch him play, this was my point. When you're sitting in the gym, if you didn't know he was the number one player in the country, you wouldn't have guessed. You would not have seen it. I mean, I watched him play four times this weekend. Not one moment did I go, okay, that's the best player in the country. Like, he might really be the best player in this class, but that says more about the class than it would say about him. To expand on that, DeJuan Wagner Jr. is the number one player in the class of 2023. The next class, you watch him play, you can see that.
Really?
He's special. He's special. I would bet right now DeJuan Wagner Jr. has a much better NBA career than Jalen Duren. You see Wani Jr., it's pretty clear. Jalen Hood-Schifino is not quite that where you go, oh, this must be one of the best five players in the country. But he stands out. When you're watching, he stands out. He's clearly the best player on his team, and in most games, clearly the best player on the court. And I would assume by the time Peach Jam is over, when the recruiting analysts start doing their list of prospects who help themselves, you know, more than anybody else, you know, in North Augusta, like, he's going to be really high on that list, perhaps at the top of the list. He's special. And he has been really good for Team Thab, which now has an opportunity to go try to win. You know, what is the most prestigious grassroots basketball trophy available? And that is a Peach Jam championship. Hurd sort of referenced it. They are a little small. Like, they got some big guards, but they're a little small relative to some of these other teams in the front court. Like, they don't have, you know, a 6'10 rim protector. They play small in the front court, and that might ultimately be, you know, their undoing at the top of this thing, because, like, that team final, which is the team Jalen Duren plays for, They've also got another kid who's 7'1", ranked 7th in the class. So they got two top 10 players. You know, one's a 6'9 bodybuilder, and the other's like a legit 7'1" rim protector. That's tough to deal with if you don't have something comparable. So, I don't know that you'd make Team Thad the favorite to win the 2021 Peach Jam, but they've got a chance because they're really good in the backcourt, and they're well coached. They know how to play. They know how to play, and they know how to play together. So it was fun watching them, and I appreciate her giving me a few minutes as he waits nervously for his next round of COVID test, because there are teams testing positive down there.
Damn.
I mean, it's unavoidable.
Right.
Like if you're going to commit to testing an entire team every day in this setting, somebody's probably going to pop.
Yeah.
Whether they're symptomatic or not. And so I really do think it just comes down to, do you get lucky or not? We'll see. That is a stressful thing that all of these grassroots coaches are dealing with. The constant testing that could, you know, eliminate your opportunity to compete for a championship. And so far, so good for Team Thad. Just hope it stays that way. When we come back, Milwaukee Bucks are just one win away from a world championship after an incredible victory in Phoenix on Saturday night. Arguably the most significant alley-oop in basketball history. It happened inside Phoenix Suns Arena. Talk about it next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. The God Killer
is Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. I'm sure you know by now it is so smooth you can drink it straight. Went to Topgolf last night in Augusta. Got a drink. Nice little waitress. She said, what would you like? And I told her what I would like. She said, any kind of specific kind of vodka? I said, do you have New Amsterdam vodka? And she said, of course we do. I said, well, then I'll have New Amsterdam vodka. And then I looked her right in her eyes and I said, so smooth you can drink it straight. She looked at me like I was from another planet.
Yeah.
She said, you want it straight? I said, no. That's just something I say sometimes.
Yeah. We know here, though.
We know here.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
She didn't know. That's okay.
Nor did
she knows now.
Nor did she seem to care. But she knows now. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. They got flavored vodkas, if that's your thing. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. They don't have your favorite flavor at your favorite store. Ask them to get it. They'll get it for you. Gluten-free vodka, they got that too. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, liquor store, Topgolf, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. It's on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Coggins will be here. He'll be here whenever I get to him. But right now, I got 4 stories I need to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The Milwaukee Bucks. And now just one win away from an NBA title after 123-119 victory over Phoenix in Phoenix on Saturday night. They were down 0-2 in the series. They've now won 3 straight, and barring a surprise at this point, and these playoffs have been filled with surprises, so I wouldn't rule anything out. Barring a surprise, they will secure what would be the first NBA title of Giannis Antetokounmpo's career either Tuesday night or Thursday night. And boy, what a game on Saturday night.
It was awesome.
Like, I was in the gym all day Saturday. And then the way these things work is, you know, the last games get, you know, start around, I don't know, there's like a 6:30 round of games, and then there's maybe a game at 8 o'clock or something. But people start dipping out around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, where are you going for dinner? You want to grab a bite? You want to get a drink? Where are you going to be later? That kind of stuff. And I think for the first time ever at a grassroots event, I actually said, you know what? I'm just going to go to my room and watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can lie to yourself if you want to, but if you go out, you're gonna the game will be on in the restaurant.
Hard to pay attention.
But you're not going to be watching. You're going to be telling stories, and then everybody will focus on the final 3 minutes if it's close. But for the most part, the game will just be on. You won't be watching it. And, you know, the Mets are playing in, you know, a night game against the Pirates. I'll put that on the iPad, put Buck's son. I'm going to hang out in my room if that's okay with everybody. And, boy, am I glad I did, because what a game. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome from start to finish. And, of course, the highlight, and it'll be a forever highlight, especially if Milwaukee wins this, the Drew Holiday steal from Devin Booker just rips it away. Like, I'm just stronger than you. Give me the ball. And takes off in transition, throws it up to Giannis, dunk, and one. That didn't seal the victory, but it certainly pushed it into the right direction. I heard Jeff and Jeffrey talking about it this morning, and one of the things they were discussing, like, was it the right play? Because normally, I think you're up a point, shot clock off. You know, the right play, what you're normally going to see in that situation is Drew Holiday, maybe rush it down the court, maybe not, but eventually pull it back, wait to get fouled, let's go make free throws. And yet in transition with Giannis running full speed, he threw it up, and Giannis went and got it, and it's an all-time great play. And I understand it theoretically not being the correct play / smart play, but if you go back and watch it, I think in that moment, it was the right thing to do. Giannis outran everybody,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing. He just stopped. I was talking to a coach yesterday, college coach, obviously, and he sent that highlight to his entire team. He showed it to me on his phone, and he said, forget about the alley-oop. Watch him run with a purpose. That's a two-time MVP, and he's running with a purpose with no guarantee he's going to get the ball. Because he's probably not supposed to get the ball. But he ran with such a purpose, big strides, that he put his teammate in position, just throw it up there. Theoretically, it was not the right play. But if Giannis is running by himself, and he's Giannis, a freak, you can go get it wherever you put it.
Yeah.
I think it was the right play. Because if you go back and watch it, nobody was running with Giannis. He was running by himself. I mean, other people were running, but he was out in front like Usain Bolt. Chris Paul was the only Suns player back, and he had to commit to stopping the ball. If you don't stop the ball, then Drew Holiday's going to dunk it. So Chris Paul found himself on the wrong end of a two-on-one fast break. Once he has to stop the ball, he's not Giannis. Like Giannis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!